first perek of Bava Basra, second Mishnah. Mechein begina mokem shenogu ligdo mechayim oise. Yeah, so there's different ways of learning halacha. We learned this as a gina is a place where you plant vegetables in front of the house is mokem shenogu ligdo. Menastam we treat it as a place which you should put up a mechitza in between the two houses, because also one watching the other's plants growing is also creates an ayin hara, and therefore they're required to put up a wall. Al bebika, bika is just an open area in between the two houses. If there was no specific minhag to put a fence up, they're not required to, because here there's no hezek. He doesn't use it for his private tashmishim, and he doesn't grow anything over there. And therefore, unless there's a special minhag to put up a wall in between, even though they decide to split up between them, they don't have to put up a wall. If one of the sides wants to build and he doesn't have the consent of the other side, then he builds the entire wall on his side, because he can't build on the other side. There's no consent of the other side. There's no minig. And he puts a certain siman on the outside that if there's a siman on one side, it's a sign that the other side built it. The reason why he doesn't put it on his side is because he's going to put on his side, and the other guy's going to put on his side also, and he's going to ruin the whole siman. So are you going to say that if I put it on the other guy's side, he's going to scrape it off? So that the Gemara says if he scrapes it off, it will be noticeable. Once you have this chosis, which is a sign that he built it, if the thing collapses, we say the place and the stone are all his. If they both agree to it, then since it was with the consent of both parties, the default is that they built it in the middle with both of their stones. And therefore, in this case, since we knew that they both contributed to making this wall, it falls down, they split the stone, and we assume the place was built on was half of his, half of his.